This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We built our resistance. It's in time for the storm. It's Providence, my friend.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Doug Hammond, our guest, in 5 more minutes. Old Jim Weir calls in, then Roger Stone's joining us. Big break. It's so clear-cut, because I'm always honest about who's bad and who's good. I mean, it's all I can do. All I've got is telling the truth. It's a kind of an OCD deal. I mean, even when stuff makes me look bad, I tell the truth about it. Okay, I did this, I did that. Because once you give in to lies, you lose who you are. Hillary and who she represents are pure evil. Trump is the real deal. It's why they're so scared. And this is like Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. Trump and the populist movement and you are that reaction. HagmanReport.com. Doug Hagman's our guest. Let's take a few more calls here. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I know you get a lot of new listeners every day, and I would like to just alert them in case they've got buyer's remorse from putting in an absentee ballot that at least 8 states allow voters to change or cancel their early absentee ballots, including battlegrounds like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. A list of all states that I can find are Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Louisiana, and Hawaii.
Okay, so what are you saying people should do? They were a Democrat who voted for Hillary. They should cancel and go vote for Trump?
It varies how it works per state. In my state, if I go to the poll and vote, they will throw out my absentee ballot. But every state probably has different rules, like yours in
this. Well, I'll say this. The biggest problem is the vote shaving. That's why we contest it. We expose it. We do exit polls. That's why they're trying to sue Trump. I appreciate your call, John. Great points. So that we can't do that. That looks pretty guilty, doesn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And a matter of fact, I was talking with somebody this past weekend. 80% of the mail-in ballots in Maricopa County apparently are already in. Which is significantly more than the.
No, we've had a record early voting.
Right, but the numbers are not adding up. I guess what I'm trying to say is in Maricopa County, the numbers aren't adding up. There's too many ballots that are coming in, more than went out.
Oh, yeah. In Philadelphia, they're reporting 120% in precincts of the registered voters that voted. Massive fraud.
Exactly. And according to my source, by the way, we are being told that the people inside the good guys are indeed expecting, although Trump to win the popular vote, Hillary to win the electoral vote in some twisted fashion and certainly win. But that's what I've been told to prepare for.
But the good news is all the stuff with the Lolita Express, everything's coming out. So they're going to steal the election. Good luck. We're going to absolutely politically blow you away.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't put words in your mouth. From your sources, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, which is why the full court press is on now. And thanks for helping me out with that. Yeah, there's this expectation of theft of the election, whether through the electoral vote or whether through some other means like ballot stuffing or whatever, or changing the black box voting. However, this can be changed by what you're doing, what we're doing, exposing everything, laying it all out there.
Not going along with it, not buying it, it'll blow up in their face.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
All right, great points. I'll take other calls after you're gone. I want to thank you for the time. Again, HagmanReport.com, Doug Hagman. 60 seconds, other points you'd like to add?
No, the only thing I'd really want to add, Alex, and I don't want to seem like I'm being disingenuous or blowing smoke, but I've got to say, I think that, you know, thank you for what you do. I think everyone can see right now everything you've been talking about the last 20-plus years. It's all coming to a head right now. You're on the right side of history. And as a matter of fact, you own, in my view, this section of history. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to thank you for what you do. Thank you for being the good patriot that you are. Thank you for exposing this, for being as tenacious and tireless as you are.
Well, it brings tears to my eyes because it's God's will and God working through us. I'm nothing, but it is true. I can feel God's spirit so strong every second now, Doug. I mean, this is history. And if we don't make the right decision here, I think there's going to be a world war. That's what everybody can feel is the danger, is why our spirits are on edge, is because past this line, if we don't do the right thing here, we're going to lose everything.
Amen, brother.
God bless you. Thank you, Doug Hagman.
God bless, man.
We'll be back with Roger Stone straight ahead. These are the times the Trimen souls. The energy level is unprecedented.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know, but I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election's going to be rigged.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
America teaches everybody how to live in, quote, democracy. But what, you actually believe that they have democratic elections there?
If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out.
Hillary Clinton,
like said from the start.
Hillary Clinton has had every advantage, every break given to her from the very beginning by this Democratic Party. It has been rigged.
The political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why are they holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
It is clearly the case that when given truth serum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz vastly prefers Hillary Clinton to be the nominee, obviously, and to the extent there are things that can be done institutionally and marginally to facilitate that outcome, they are being done.
When did the press see it as their role to protect the prerogative of the powerful? Actually, I think that's part of it.
And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? How would the party pick a new nominee?
Today is the day. They're really thinking about maybe getting him off the top of the ticket.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate, an implosion, the likes of which I have never seen.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
Texas, the world, stands up against the globalist. Roger Stone. He's been sued by the Democratic Party. He's been sued by other activist groups. So has Donald Trump for having exit polls that is a part and parcel of the State Department's own global program to ensure elections are accurate. If it's 5% off, they call the election a fraud. Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. We sent Owen Schroyer out to one of the biggest polling places. He's 200 feet away. They even had cones out. And the guy comes out and says, you're with Donald Trump. There's no such thing as fraud. I'm calling the police. Get out of here. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And let me go to the election officials. They say, get out of here. I mean, this is unprecedented. And the polls now, even when they're sampling 9, 12, 15, 20 points for Hillary, Trump is now 6 points ahead nationally. That's RegReport.com. Roger Stone joining us to talk about this and other things that are happening. I've been talking, Roger, to my intelligence sources and others, and they say that it's Lolita Express stuff with Wiener and a router shunting stuff to the Saudi Arabians. They say it's so open and shut that Hillary should step down right now. My problem is that might put the whole election into jeopardy. This is a crazy time. What do you want to cover first, former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone?
Well, it is clear, Alex, that the Clinton campaign responds to all of the recent revelations, including the existence of 650,000 emails that Huma Abedin seems to have forwarded to herself to create a database, is to fall back on their canard that Donald Trump and his associates, including yours truly, are in bed with the Russians. An NBC piece yesterday asserting again that Paul Manafort, my ex-partner, former chairman of the Trump campaign, is under investigation for his ties to the Russians, as he told NBC, completely false.
They've got some ledger, as you said 6 months ago, with something scribbled in it. I mean, this is their proof, like something on a bathroom stall. But even the New York Times had to admit, FBI investigation, no Trump connections.
Yeah, I just don't think the American people are buying this. If this was their October surprise, if this was what they were hoping to would knock Trump out of the box in the final week,
No one's buying it. Everyone's laughing at it.
I think that is the case. I mean, my sources tell me that the ramifications of Huma's emails are multiple. Not only is there, I'm told, the strong possibility, and we're on top of this, that they were selling access to some of the documents that were in this database that was created to foreign powers.
Good God.
But additionally, I am told that there may be blackmail material there that was sent to Hillary by Jeffrey Epstein as a sample of what would happen if he were fully prosecuted. There are, however, reports out there that Bill and Hillary and Huma and Anthony Weiner were on Epstein's plane. Based on my research, that is false. That's based on the FAA.
You mean Bill was, but not Bill was on the bus.
Bill was, but none of the others. What is interesting is, of course, that whenever Bill was there, his right-hand man, Doug Band, was with him. Perhaps this is why Band is not expendable.
Sure, he also dumped a Secret Service detail. So this is a big deal. What do you make of Steve Pachinik? Obviously a major heavy hitter, not just with the State Department, but in black ops, you name it, overthrowing countries. He says, and he's never showed his face in 25 years, they're making their move right now in a count or two.
Yeah, I think that there are elements inside the government who aren't going to stand for the Clintons' shenanigans. And it appears to me like Obama is backing off the Clintons. I mean, it really appears to me like they have figured out that she's going down. It is amazing the extent to which this has not yet dawned on some in the mainstream media.
I was going to bring that up next. What do you make of their still childlike arrogance and false bravado?
Listen, she would not be campaigning in Detroit if she were confident. She would not be dumping more money into Colorado if she were confident. They admit things have tightened. Even Nate Silver with the New York Times, who I try to take with a little bit of a grain of salt, points out that for every point that Trump gains nationally, he's gaining in the swing states. Trump has a little swagger in his step. He is increasingly confident as he feels the momentum. I can tell you, having been through 9 presidential campaigns, it's not the numbers that are as important right now as the direction. And the momentum is with Trump in the final week. This is where you prefer to be. The worst place to be in American politics is trying to hold a lead, trying to ride out a lead. Because when you're sitting still, you're losing your vote.
Well, that's like Carter's top pollster saying, you know, he collapsed last week. He was on Fox, you know, 2 days ago saying Hillary is now collapsing. You can see that. You can see her own people exiting her, major papers not endorsing her. They better do the right thing and back off, because I've been told by people that are heavy hitters that, I mean, this is not a game, folks. That this is not talking to some journalist or some other normal person. They say they've got stuff they don't want to bring out because it's so damaging to the whole country. But they're going to do the hydro nuclear, you know, thermal nuclear hydrogen bomb option. If they try to sneak Hillary in, there's going to be press conferences, stuff coming out that is just total devastation. So if Hillary wants to keep pushing it, I'm told they're loaded double lock buck.
Well, but the other point that is clear is that as they begin to look into the abyss, stare into the abyss at defeat, the chances of them trying to steal this to save themselves increase exponentially.
Sure, their only hope, cornered rats, is to steal it. So looking into your crystal ball, Roger, one of the top crystal balls out there, what do you see?
We have to have a very effective election day operation to monitor for voter fraud.
That Which brings into the lawsuit. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Look, I have been sued in federal court. Donald Trump and I have been sued, along with the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee, claiming that we are going to use exit polls somehow to intimidate voters, which isn't even logical, because in an exit poll, you don't even address the voters until after they have
We
voted.
Did it and had the Democrats flipping out yesterday.
Yeah, because they don't want to be watched. They absolutely don't want to be watched, because this is where the shenanigans have to take place. And they take place traditionally in those places where you have one-party rule. This idea that this is racially based is just not true.
No, they're doing it in Austin. That's the only Democratic county. They are doing it wall-to-wall.
And Politico today, a piece by Ben Schreckinger, lumps me with neo-Nazis and white supremacists. I really resent that. I mean,
well, let me just add this since you bring it up. I said there isn't a Jewish mafia running things. They shouldn't say that Trump's saying that when he talks about TPP, but that the Emanuels are mafia. They turn into headlines. Jews run the world. I mean, they're so deceptive.
Yeah, this is. I actually had to complain to an editor at Politico because this crossed a line. Look, I'm a Trump partisan. I'm a conservative. I'm a libertarian-oriented conservative. But to lump me with repugnant, you know, folks like David Duke is really beyond the pale, just beyond the pale.
Well, I'll tell you why it makes me mad, the same deal. For whatever reason, those are the people that attack me more than anybody and make stuff up about me and send people to my house. I mean, I'm not saying Duke did it, but other ones. The damn white supremacists are the most crazy, piranha-like nuts, and I don't get why. It really, I agree. It's like, how dare you lump me in with those people?
So, anyway, you slice it here, you have guilt by association going both ways. If you're not for thermonuclear war with Russia, you must be a Russian agent. And this is the new McCarthyism. If you are for detente, if you are for, you know, hard-headed negotiations and some coexistence with the Russians, then you must be working for
and
the Russian
government. And if you're against Hillary, you're a KKK Grand Dragon.
Yeah, so, it's like, which is it, guys? I mean, it's kind of like Obama saying, there is no voter fraud, it doesn't exist, but we're going to have the UN come in and monitor for voter fraud. The Russians are hacking elections, but the elections can't be hacked. Which is it? They can't even get their storyline straight.
We're 4.5 days out, my friend. I guess 5 days if you count the election day. I mean, clearly, Trump, I know you want to be always pessimistic to be safe, but even with these oversamples, he's 6 points ahead. I mean, they've got to be panicking right now.
I think that there is a real panic. And if you look at their schedules, if you look at the Clinton schedules of where they're going in the final days, that is really telling.
Let's talk about that because it dovetails with where they're suing you and Trump, these key battlegrounds. Let's talk about that.
Appears to me like Bill is going to Colorado because we shipped out an enormous box of whistles today from a group of activists who want to greet the former president with their official Bill Clinton rape whistles.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Hillary flip out yesterday when somebody did Bill Clinton's a rapist? She went totally crazy?
Yes. We got to find that guy and give him an award. Look, they can dish it, but they can't take it. The Media Matters for America bullies, you know, call me every name in the book, but when you turn the tables on them, they whine like a bunch of children.
They crap their pants.
Yeah, agreed.
Is this not the most epic election ever?
Yeah, because I think we are about to grab our country back from the globalists. This is a sea change. Every other election I've been involved in at the presidential level has been Republicans versus Democrats. This election is the elite of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party versus Donald Trump and the outsiders. I mean, there's a piece by the well-known Gonif John Weaver about why John Kasich's refusal to support the national ticket is somehow heroic. John, look up Rockefeller, Nelson. Your man is doomed. He's finished. He is on the wrong side of history.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. What happens if they do steal it? What happens if we're, you know, next Wednesday and Hillary's won by 3 points and we've got election fraud evidence everywhere? What do we do?
Well, I mean, that's going to be up to one person, Donald J. Trump. But if the evidence exists,
we know he's going to fight. We know he's going to fight.
He's a fighter, but that's why the exit poll we're doing through Stop the Steal is so important. You can't just claim this was stolen without solid, admissible
evidence. And they want to block you and claim it's election disruption.
Yeah, look, we're going to publish the results of our exit poll. If it shows no fraud, that's what we will show. Everything will be sworn under oath. This is a democratic exercise, but we are using the exact same methodology that the networks are using.
I saw a Post article saying we're not... Roger Stone isn't smart enough to do an exit poll. The arrogance.
Look, I've been using sophisticated survey research for 30 years in a political career. I actually know more about it than...
No, I know. There's this perpetual arrogance, though, where they act like we can't even wipe our own, you know, what's. I mean...
Well, I didn't go to Yale. I didn't go to Harvard. And, you know, my father was a well digger, so I couldn't possibly know anything. I mean, yeah, it's elitism is what it is. I mean, I saw this piece yesterday by Dana Milbank of the Washington Post calling the idea that Danny Williams is Bill Clinton's son, which I believe he is based on the research I did for my book, Clinton's War on Women, which you can get at Infowars.com, you know, calling it a conspiracy theory. This little elitist turd is perhaps the single most repugnant member of the press corps. I mean, he's wrong about everything, but he has an arrogance about him that is really annoying.
I know, the bigger the loser, the more they worship them and hold them up. It's like a club of ugly ducklings or something. Roger Stone, other points we need to impart to folks, now just 4.5, 5 days out.
Just, we need the support at Stop the Steal. We need more people. We need, obviously, we need more money. Our training video is about to be released. We do have a concern, of course, now about infiltrators. All we need is one person who volunteers to work at the polls and goes through the training and then goes out there and acts like a jackass. And there, you know, we can be blamed. So we're trying as best as we can to.
But folks have to know that's going to happen. We've already had people dress up and our Hillary for President shirts and scream stuff they shouldn't, and we tracked it back. So listeners are sophisticated. They understand that, Roger.
Well, remember that we know now, and I predicted it right here months and months ago. Not predicted, but I called it. That the
in fairness, you did have a good source. You said they were sending people dressed as Sanders to attack Trump, to demonize Sanders and Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And it turned out, thanks to the WikiLeaks, that this all checks out, and to the terrific work done by James O'Keefe at Veritas.
Have you seen his latest where you got this Democrat hiding black people?
Yes, it's extraordinary. It is everything we suspected and worse. What's amazing is the mainstream media blackout.
Let me ask you this, because I grew up as a Republican, but I mean, the only racism I ever heard was around Democrats, and I thought it was some test to see if I was racist, and they went, no, we really hate Mexicans and black people. I don't understand, like, have you experienced this where the racism's always by them, but they're the ones that claim they're fighting it?
We're the ones in the party of Lincoln. They're the ones in the traditional party of the Klan and anti-Catholicism, for that matter. So this is, you know, as I think you pointed out yesterday, everything they have done, they turn around and accuse us of. Everything, whether it is running errands for the clique around Putin in return for huge dollars or engaging in instigating violence, it's a mirror image. Everything that they have done, they turn around and accuse us of. The chutzpah is just extraordinary.
Well, it's clearly coming to a head. This is a very dangerous time. The nuclear forces in Russia and the U.S. and China are all on alert. Roger, thanks for joining us 7 days a week. We're back tomorrow. I know you're a busy man. StoneColdTruth.com. Thanks for all the time.
Many thanks.
Well, sued with Trump in four states for daring to have exit pollers. And the video's coming up after the break. Rob News is going to play it, of Owen Schroyer. Totally polite, following all the rules, and this guy flips out on him. I would have been more rude. I'm very proud of Owen. Owen is the future. People like Owen, just in our crew, just amazing people. Before we go to break and come back, just a few of the sponsors that make this global transmission possible. I want to tell you about HarvestRight. They have these great systems that dehydrate food across the board. HarvestRight created the most amazing home appliance, a home freeze dryer that helps you be prepared. The appliance allows you to freeze dry. They have a bunch of different units. Your own food at home. Freeze drying locks in 100% of food nutrients, so even 25 years of food is just as healthy as the tasty as the day it was made. You can freeze dry foods such as garden produce, proteins, and even whole meals like lasagna and beef stew. It's incredible. HarvestRight sent us some of their freeze dried food, and I couldn't believe how fresh it was, but I own one anyway, so I believe in it. Visit HarvestRight.com or 800-594-4635 today. 800-594-4635. HarvestRight.com. And finally, we've got Revelations, the Dawn of Global Government film. I'm in it. Of course, it's narrated and hosted by Charlie Daniels and General Boykin, former head of Special Forces and other patriots, and so many others. You need to get this film. Show it to people. It's a great tool to wake people up, and you can find it at revelationthemovie.info. Revelation, one word, revelationthemovie.info, to purchase the DVD, and they put everything they've got into it. A retired Army colonel put everything he had into this. Everything, folks. Or you can host it in a local theater in your area. Again, revelationthemovie.info, revelationthemovie.info. Check it out or find out how to host it in a theater near you. And then in closing, we extended it 42 hours because I twisted their arm, and that is on high-quality, storable foods made right here in America, fresh, last 25 years. We're extending that until Friday afternoon, and then it's got to be over contractually. I've really twisted arms. And you can get super high quality, full spectrum, whether it's a month's supply, year supply, 2 year supply, special diets, hundreds of different options. InfoWarsStore.com. It's InfoWars Select. It's private labeled. My Patriot Supply, one of the best companies out there, lowest price with highest quality. Extended 42 hours, 30-40%. InfoWars Select, storable food. InfoWarsStore.com. ProPure G2 King Gravity Fed Filters, the best unit out there, 30% off. That's about to end. And our new hair, nails, and skin formula. You wonder why pregnant women have that glow. The chemicals that are in this, that are legal and lawful and healthy, are what basically activate that in the body. And so this is something everybody should take advantage of. It's Bio-PCA hair and nail formula. Leading competitors are $100 a bottle. This was 20-something bucks. This is amazing. And this is what we do. We bring you the highest quality out there at the lowest prices. Bio-PCA hair and nail formula. $29.95, should be $100. Again, ladies and gentlemen, because they mark stuff up 7 times. We mark it up 100%, not 700. This is an amazing formula. It's the best out there. You're not going to find better quality for 5 times the cost. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, you're funding the whole operation to make it all possible. More bombshell hammer interviews tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And tomorrow, Lord willing, Rob New coming up with the Owen Schroyer election freakout video and more. But all of you spreading the videos, the articles. You're affecting the battle space in a big way. The Republic is rising. We've got a good chance at winning this thing, but we'll see what happens. It's up to you and, of course, the good Lord above. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house. The Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my
words. This is the Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour, second half of the fourth hour. I'll be riding here with you for the last 30 minutes. We are going to play that video that Alex was alluding to of Owen Schroer talking to an election official, a very angry election official, who was just extremely pissed off of why a young man like Owen Schroer dressed in a suit would be questioning our election results. And how dare he do that? And I'm going to go to a couple of your calls before we play that video. And then also, we've been trying to get in contact with the Texas governor, trying to get him on record on just a couple specific things that we're, you know, asking for to make sure our elections are transparent and that there can be a recount done and it can be done correctly using the ballot images, as what Ben Ferris was talking about. When you make a when you cast a poll, you get a ballot image, which is a picture of that particular ballot, and it has a serial number on it. And that is the problem with a lot of our elections. We have these ballot images either aren't saved or they're not produced by the machines, and our election officials are saying no reason to save him. So I'm going to get into that in a second, guys. We'll go to that in 1 second. I'm just trying to explain what's going on here. But we have instances like that where you have bona fide ways to go back and do a recount of an electronic voting machine, and they're not allowing that to happen. And it's happening all across the country. It's not just in Texas or Louisiana or Arkansas. It's happening all over the country where they use electronic voting machines. There's no way to do a proper recount because they don't save these things. And we had David Knight go and ask Keith Ingram, who's the head of our elections in Texas, try to ask him, hey, why are you telling the precincts that they don't have to keep the ballot images? Just simple question. He didn't even want to talk to us. He did not even want to talk to us. And you can find that interview on the Alex Jones channel, rninfowars.com. But let's go to Matthew in New York. He wants to talk about the polling system and the election 2016. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Rob. Actually, I just launched a new website here about a week ago. It's a completely open source polling system. And for the past week, we've been calling homes around the country, over 300,000 homes, and publishing the results live to callforamerica.com. And I'm really just calling to let people know that we have now our own open source polling system, and it's really up to us to decide whether or not the results that we're seeing from everybody else is accurate. There's been a lot of talk about the oversampling that's taken place. We just took a directory of over 108 million white page listings in the United States and are calling every single state. And
is this a computer calling them or a person?
This is a computer calling them. So these are okay. These are robocalls.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there's a lot more than just the excitement about being able to have our own polls, you know, be able to see that we're up approximately 40 points in Florida, for example. But I've loaded up the website with a couple of campaigns such as Americanism, Globalism. Anybody can take any message that we want to get out there and literally call millions of homes and leave messages on the answer machines. And, you know, I think this is really a game-changing tool.
Give us the website really again. Give us your website again. Community.
It's Call for America.
Call for America. Is it number four or is it F-O-R?
Yeah, it's F-O-R.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this thing is addicting. This thing is addicting. For the past week, I've just been refreshing my webpage because as the calls are made, everything updates in real time. And the reason why I'm really calling in today is because I've been taking messages that you guys create. For example, you've got the Americanism, not globalism. You've got the Hillary for World War III. And I've been calling homes and playing that message and leaving it at answering machines. But really, it's about the cleverness of the community. Anybody can create a campaign and immediately publish it on the website and start blasting calls. There's a lot of people who really don't think that robocalling has any effect nowadays. But these guys, the reason why they've got these loopholes and they've allowed it to keep running for so long is because it works. These are the people that are voting. And we can get millions and millions and millions. This is a new way of spamming that's entirely legal. And I really, really just want people to know about it because I think it can make a huge, huge difference at callforamerica.com. And I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. But this is the only community that we've got in order to get the word about. This is the only community I built this website for and put over 40,000.
Hold on a second, Matthew. Go back to Florida, guys. You said 40 points up in Florida. I just saw you guys were about to bring up Florida. Bring that one up again. So it looks like 464 for Trump, 163 for Hillary. And played message, no answer. So when they pick up, they don't always complete those surveys. Is that correct? They might pick up and then hang up. Okay.
They pick up and they hang up. I mean, if you're going back to the October 30th, we've been sending out these press releases to all of the press, including you guys, since the 25th. If you go back to the 30th, in Florida alone, we've got 418 people that were participated. 71% voted for Trump, 21% for Hillary. If you look at Colorado, on the same day, 507 people participated out of the 20,000 that we called, 55% for Trump, 38% for Hillary. But if you go to Pennsylvania, you go to Virginia, you go anywhere on the East Coast, I'm telling you, it's not looking so good. But with this system, we can actually call every single home. And I don't know what to tell the people, though. I don't know what to tell them. I've had my head in ProRack programming for so long that I don't know what messages they need to hear. And I need the InfoWars community, which is the only community that I've ever supported in my entire life, to figure out what the heck are we going to say to these people to make them change their minds.
Well, throw out your website there again. I guess people can just get on and just grab things from themselves and start participating. Is that correct?
correct. Well, they can go on there and create their own campaign. This thing also connects people to their congressmen. So if they want to call and stop a piece of legislation, they can create a campaign that's going to call a million people and prompt them to press one to speak with their congressman. It asks them for their zip code and forwards the call to their congressman, records it, puts it on the website. So it's more than just a polling system. It's more than just a message broadcasting system. It's really a soul for trolls, for spammers, and for us, the InfoWars community, for whoever's clever enough to make the right neurolinguistic sentence that's going to get to the American people at callforamerica.com.
All right, Matthew, thanks for calling in. Go to Call for America, check it out. Check out the polls. That was pretty interesting. Looked like Florida and Colorado both massive leads for Trump. Let's go to one more call before we play this video. This is Michael in Ohio. Let's talk about George Soros and his connection to our elections. Go ahead, Michael.
I just wanted to praise you guys, first of all, for one of your tactics. The Bill Clinton rape shirt thing, I actually did it last week in Springfield, Ohio at the Trump rally. And he actually turned around and gave me a thumbs up, stopped in the middle of his speech to do it. And I had a lot of people at work that I showed the video to. And a lot of people asked, you know, why would you do something like that? You know, why would you do that? And I explained it to them. What was going on, and actually was a door opener to your guys' website. And I've got a lot of people asking more questions, like, how long have you known about this? And I was like, you know, for the past 6 months. And since I discovered the website, I've been telling people about it. And I think we got a lot more people awake as far as my work goes, because I have people I never talked to before. They're like, you were that guy in the video that people are sharing around work? And, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, it was actually on one of the pages in the Wall Street Journal website, too. You can see my picture in the back.
But, I'll tell you, that's how we're going to make a difference, is waking up one person at a time. You know, people see mainstream media, and they might be TV heads all their life and not know about anything else. And they may go to the websites that their friends tell them about on Facebook. And a lot of people aren't really in to politics right now. They see some stuff, but going out and showing them specifics, showing them, wow, here's the four women at a press conference that have had, you know, sexual relations with Bill Clinton while he was married and a president. And one of them, he even settled a sexual assault case with. One of them claims he raped him. One of them, you know, we had his girlfriend on who knew him for years and knew he was, you know, loose in his ways. And is this the kind of people we want to put back in the White House? One, Bill Clinton, and then his wife, who covers for him constantly. I mean, you know, yeah, I hear people say you got to stand by your man, but at some point, if he's a criminal, then don't run for office. Don't run for public office if you want to stand by your man. Go back to your hole like Shelob and don't come back out. Thanks for calling, Michael. And that's one way to do it. You got to get in, you know, people's faces and talk to them. That's one way to change public opinion. Now, let's go to this video from Owen Schroyer, how he was just asking questions about the elections. We were just doing our own informal poll to find out how people were early voting here in Austin, Texas. And this is what happened.
Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com. I am standing outside of an early voting place. This is actually considered the mega early voting place. They have got extra machines in there, so you don't have to wait in line. And actually, this is the fourth early voting place I've been to, and this is the least amount of people that I've actually seen. So I'm not sure if that's because early voting has been going on so long that everybody's already done it. Maybe it's Halloween, people are staying in, or perhaps it's just a dead location. But this is supposed to be the biggest one. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little exit polling, but mainly what we're going to try to figure out is if people are worried about election fraud or voter fraud, if they're worried about the integrity of this election. We have massive amounts, copious amounts of evidence that can prove election fraud and voter fraud goes on. And the most recent evidence is the Bev Harris Fractional Magic Report that we've covered that came out today that is really groundbreaking and shows in real time how the election results can be manipulated. So with all this proof, with all this evidence, let's go find out, do the American people worry about the integrity of the upcoming election? You just finished up your early voting in Austin, Texas. Who'd you vote for today, sir?
I'm a Democrat.
Straight Democrat ticket?
Democrat.
So Hillary Clinton?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you trust the electronic voting machines?
Well, I have no other. What alternative do we have?
To accept that they're probably rigged like everything else in this country?
You could have a point there. I mean,
do you trust the integrity of these elections?
We have to. If not, then there's no reason for us to be here.
Are you worried, though, that people might be trying to meddle with them?
Possibly, but I feel like there's a enough checks and balances that the right thing, the right outcome will happen.
Independently owned, so that there's not bias by the government. But we need to look into, like, who it's owned by and if that independent is there bias within that independent organization.
So what if you saw programs who go and they run the same process that the electronic voting machines do, and then they show how the results can be switched or fixed using decimals and fractions? Would you maybe lose trust then?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what we've just discovered.
Yeah, that seems like it's a thing that's happening right now.
So don't you think it's important, no matter what side you're on, whether you like Hillary or Donald, that we should all be looking at the electronic voting machines? And if we have doubts in the integrity, perhaps maybe going back to paper ballots?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't mind taking the time.
If that's what we have to do to get our results correct, it's probably worth it, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think it should be fair for everybody, no matter who you're voting for.
I'm the election deputy in here.
Yes, how you doing? Owen Troyer from Infowars.com.
Max Fisher. You're probably okay as long as you don't discuss candidates,
right,
and particularly by name, which that lady did.
But if we're just doing exit polling, though, as long as I don't say anything?
As long as you're out in the way.
So they can't say the name either?
They're really not supposed to, because somebody standing here could think they were electioneering.
If I'm saying, if we didn't even bring up any of the candidates and we were just
asking, who did you vote for?
Yeah, no names, and we just said, do you trust the electric voting machines, and that was it? I think that would be okay, though.
Why would you think they didn't trust the machines?
Well, there's a lot of people.
Well, that's why we're out here. Yeah, there's all the reports going on. They just ran tests on the
machines. So you're interested in all kinds of rumors and stuff. Why don't y'all call out to the election office and get permission and then come here if you want?
Hi, Mr. Eagle. Okay. You want to talk to us? Really? You don't want to talk to us at all? People are concerned the election is going to be rigged. I guess they're really going to be concerned when they see you turn your back on us. Yeah. Well, can I talk to him? Will anybody here talk to us? Or do you want to rig this? Why are you cutting off all these audit trails? Why are you cutting down the paper audit trails? Well, there you go. That should tell you something. People are concerned about elections being rigged. You've got the director of elections here, the Secretary of State office, that won't talk to us. Takes one look at the press and turns around and walks off.
We really prefer you not run down our system. People don't really trust anything anymore.
I'm just asking a question. It's not my report.
Oh, I know, but when you ask it in a certain way, you actually influence the person.
Well, I hope I would influence them to do some research.
But they won't. But you do realize that one of the candidates is the one who's calling into question whether these things work or not, which makes it a political statement.
No, that's not true.
Have you talked with the people who made these things? Have you talked with the people out there who program them? I was on ballot control one time. They call us out there, and they make sure that those machines are 100% accurate. We worked.
Well, would you want to do an interview with us then?
No.
For Hart or what company?
I prefer
Diebold or
Smartmatic?
Hart. Hart's the one that does these. Their name used to be something different. But it's Hart now, Hart Graphics. And it's the one used in Dallas and Houston and El Paso, I think it is. I'm just saying, it's such a complicated thing to talk about it being fixed is ridiculous.
I'd have to disagree, though.
Keep playing around. Yeah, you disagree.
I'm not doing anything illegal.
We went to the Capitol office.
I've worked on it for 20 years, okay?
But to sit here and say it's absurd, I mean, that's absurd.
You're absurd. Sorry.
You've got dead people voting and illegal people voting.
Move beyond my marker. All
right, very well.
I'll call a constable.
Okay. We're not breaking any laws. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we just did some exit polling here, and we had to deal with an election official. Actually, we had to deal with him twice. The first time he asked us to move, even though we weren't breaking the law originally, he still had us move. We obliged. We wanted to continue doing our interviews. Then he came and harassed us again, said we weren't outside of the 100 feet, even though it was his marker that we were obeying. He said we had to go even further. And then when we tried to talk to him, he didn't seem to like us very much. He said we were non-existent. InfoWars doesn't exist because he's never heard of it. And apparently, election rigging doesn't exist either because he's never heard of it. He says that it's absurd for me to suggest that election rigging is going on. I mean, what's absurd is to sit here and deny that it's even possible. We've got registered dead voters. We know that they're pushing amnesty unconstitutionally to get people to vote. We know that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are registered to vote in multiple states. And now most recently we have reports about how they actually rig the voting machines. We've got them, folks. We've caught them. I'm just out here asking people what they think. I'm seeing if anybody's engaged, if anybody's awake. And what do we get? We get election officials that come out here and try to intimidate us from asking these questions. And you know what? Here's the thing about this guy. Honestly, I'm making this assumption. My guess is by the way he was talking to us and trying to bash Donald Trump, he probably likes Hillary Clinton. But either way, what this guy's deal is, and you heard it, "Oh, I've been an election official for 20 years. I've been doing this for decades. I know what I'm doing." So what? So it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. For whatever reason, you've been doing this for so long and you've ignored this evidence. Okay? We have it all now. So it doesn't matter how long you've been an election official. We have the evidence. We don't trust the results. And we're going to keep a close eye on this. And it's not absurd at all. But he has threatened to call the authorities, call the constable. Says we're breaking the law, even though we've done nothing of the sort, folks. I've done no electioneering here at all. But he threatened to call the authorities. He's been bothering us. So I'm not surprised. These are the kind of electioneers that election officials that we deal with in Texas. It's really sad. We're just trying to maintain the integrity of the election. And election officials want to demonize us and get us booted from outside early voting stations.
Okay, that's pretty much the end of it right there. I'm going to tell you when we come back from break what you can do in your state to hold your officials' feet to the fire to make sure we don't get stolen elections.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Segment we covered
the election fraud that's going on and how we had Bev Harris just earlier this week prove that it can easily be done at the central locations for these voting machines and at the state level, at the national level. It can all be done with percentages by having using decimal points and fractions. Now, we went yesterday to the governor's office to talk to Greg Abbott, our governor here in Texas, and ask him, is he going to enforce basic election law? And these are the two questions we want to ask him. Guys, go ahead and pull this up on the overhead camera. It is proven that programs exist on voting machines to change voting results. Will Governor Abbott demand all election laws be followed and direct counties to print paper backup results tapes and at the polling locations before the equipment leaves the building for early voting and on election day? So that's two spots where we want it, before the early voting results are counted and on election day. And will Governor Abbott demand counties produce legal ballot images for recounts for the elections this November? A ballot image is what is a picture of the actual ballot that you take. And so we were given a card by Mac Walker, his press assistant, and called him several times today. He hasn't returned our calls yet. Let's go ahead and show his number. Maybe some other people can get him on the phone and ask these questions. There's his direct number and there's his cell. He's a government public servant. He's supposed to answer your calls. We called him way after lunchtime and before lunchtime. And let's see if we can maybe get him to answer some of these questions. Will the state of Texas uphold election laws that are on the books? These are laws that are on the books. They exist as election laws here in Texas. Will they uphold them? Will they allow the head of elections here in Texas, Keith Ingram, who's gone around and told precincts and counties that they do not have to keep these ballot images, that they do not have to keep these backup records, so then they could be stolen later on? That's what's going to happen if we don't hold these people's feet to the fire. And then they can put in whoever they want, whenever they want. That's what it's all about. It's about keeping the establishment in charge. I want to go to our last caller here. I might have time for one more, but this is Steven in Florida. Let's talk about what's next after the election. Go ahead, Steve. Make it quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to say there's an Old Testament story about a guy named Jehu. And what he ended up doing, anointed by God, was he ended up bringing the demise of Jezebel. If you guys will research this, I really believe that Hillary's favorite Bible character is Jezebel, the most wicked woman in Scripture and one of the most wicked in history. I believe she's modeled herself after this woman. She was the real power behind Ahab's throne, just like Hillary's been with Bill. And she had an egotistical aspiration to be in charge. But the thing is, God pronounced judgment on her because of what she did, shedding innocent blood. And I believe that way back when Hillary had that case where she defended a rapist against this girl that Alex interviewed yesterday, Kathy Shelton, she crossed the line way back then. And in Revelation, it talks about this woman that sits on the beast of world government, and God puts it in their hearts to destroy her because it's his judgment on her. I think Hillary typified
it. I agree with you, Stephen, and she's never gone back from that point. She's always stayed close to home, being an evil, manipulative person that she's always been. So, Alex, you want to jump in here with the last word?
No, I just don't want to interrupt people like I always do. I can't believe Obama claims that Hillary's for feminists when she's connected to Bill Clinton, the pedophile, and Alita Express, and the Islamists is abusing women. We're going to do a Facebook mentions when this ends on this in a few minutes, Rob, you and I. So InfoWars.com for the latest nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We are now 5 days out, folks.
That's right. So you better get your heads on screwed on straight and start spreading that information. Keep your cell phone cameras armed and ready to go, because you never know when you're going to see fraud in your area, and report it. Report it to us. Report it to the police. Report it to everyone, because election fraud is going off. Votes, voter fraud at InfoWars.com is where you can go, or tips at InfoWars.com. Vote at InfoWars.com. That's the email address to send it all out. Thanks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.